Your word of the day is nibbling. It's the gender-neutral term for niece or nephew. And you can remember this because it's like a niece or nephew sibling. Nibbling. You're welcome.
A legit question. What is a non-binary parent called by their children?
Hi there, non-binary dad. My kids call me Nini. There's a few options. I've heard of Ren, Renny. Zaza was on our list too.
Well, I'm just going to say something. This is not good. But when she was saying that what a nibbling was, I thought it was going to be something racist.
To me, that sounded like a sexual thing. Like, this is my nibbling. My little nibbling.
I thought it was like a derogatory term about like maybe like an adopted black nephew or something. That's where I thought they were going with that. And I was very disappointed. But nibbling sounds like it does sound like that's actually a bad thing. Like,
I would never want someone to refer to me as a nibbling.
If I walked up to a black kid and I called him a nibbling, their dad would probably beat me up. That is clearly
no, not
the wrong
that, not that dad. There's Zaza.
There's Ziza. Okay. First of all, let's also talk about that too. You know, right as it jumps in, the person says, legitimate question.
Yeah.
Legitimate question. There are people
who
out there.
Who wants to know? Who is legitimately asking that?
I don't know. Anyways, guys, there's a lot going on right now. If we can bring up my screen here. I wrote a gab the other day that inspired today's show, and I just said that the harder they push this racist, anti-white, militant, LGBTQ, disgusting, anti-American, destructive, anti-male, disastrous mass immigration without assimilation, Chinese compromised globalists, yes, this continues, endless scamdemic, end of the world as we know it, great reset type of BS agenda down our throats, the more unapologetically and openly based I become. For every action, there is a reaction. Their extremist, degenerate propaganda is inspiring me to push back harder and smarter. And so I just thought today, you know, it's a Friday, you guys probably, you know, wanted something nice to watch, and so I thought, why don't I make your day better and bless you with tons of extreme degenerate propaganda, and let's roast it, but also explain why it's damaging to our country and the real implications. And I thought there would be nobody better to bring on the show than Crocs on herself. So beautiful.
Aww.
Such a pretty girl. Well, I'm really glad she's here. We also have the lovely producer, Savannah Hernandez, who's here with us as well, which we found out recently that you are now a model.
Oh, wow.
I am. Very exciting stuff.
Yeah, we're going to find out about that in just a second. Before we jump into today's stories, I want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor, which is Northwest Retention. Now, Northwest Retention Systems is America's premier holster and everyday gear manufacturer. They are a no-compromise, top-shelf company. Now, if we can bring up some pictures here of Savannah actually wearing their holster. We took this in Ilhan Omar's district in Minneapolis. That is actually how it looks there. It's really nice. Somebody got confused, thought we were in California, but that's actually Minneapolis. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Every company probably says that they are all American made or they're the right company for you, but I'm going to tell you why this company is actually the best company to get your holsters from. Not only is the owner amazing, I talked to him myself, we got to know each other, but the gear and product innovation is his obsession. This is a custom shop providing holsters and systems for hundreds of firearms. They're proud to be all American and they manufacture all of their products in the United States and they employ Americans, which we found out recently, not all companies do that. Well, at Northwest Retention, they have goals. Number one is to bring the greatest quality value and service to the marketplace. Number two, it's to be innovative and continue to build and provide the best quality lifestyle gear to the industry. And number three, most importantly, is to show gratitude, help their fellow man and build relationships, train and educate. They are a personal company and they work to bring the best products to you in customer service. And as far as their products go, guys, there really isn't anything better than this. Honestly, you will not be disappointed. If you're looking for a new holster from their outdoor gear, like their top-selling Scout chest holster to their concealed carry lines, quality and performance are present and always will be. This is premium quality, satisfaction is guaranteed, and best of all, they offer a lifetime warranty. They've got you covered with holsters done right. Right now, go to NW Retention, NW short for Northwest, go to nwretention.com, that's nwretention.com, enter the promo code OFFENSIVE to save 10%. I'm going to tell you what, Savannah loves it. Can we get that picture back up?
Yeah, of course,
you like
of course.
It, right? It's very comfortable.
I do. It's really comfortable. This is actually the first holster that I've ever owned, for the first gun that I've ever owned, and it's really nice. It's very comfortable. And you know, I'm a small woman and it's very easy to wear on my belt. It's great. And Simp that Nation. Actually, too, the belt that I'm wearing is from Northwest Retention. So great product. We really love it.
Yeah, we really love it. So let's jump into today's story here. So the reason why, right, the reason why we're taking this seriously and the propaganda that's coming out is simply because it actually has real world consequences. And I want to play a video to you. We're going to first talk about the pandemic propaganda and the way that it's been used to destroy people's lives. And I want you to see if you notice anything wrong with this video and the lyrics. Let's play it.
Due to COVID-19, there are over 400,000 deaths. Do your part. Stay at home. The hospitals are full.
Full. The hospitals are full, 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 full. But we are home. We're not actually home. We're telling you to stay home. And we have time to dance. Again, dancing doctors. At least.
Why does that one have a comb stuck in his hair? That doesn't seem like workplace.
No, that's racist. Don't call him a nibbling.
No, but why did you put a comb stuck in his hair? And then the main one with the jacket, the coat, the white coat, it's got some jewelries. Look at him go.
Yeah. Okay, so as this is playing, let's talk about this. So we are in an age of actual propaganda, and you guys know that, where people are telling you to do one thing, but they're doing the opposite. And here we have a video of more healthcare professionals who are sitting around dancing. We're in such a pandemic. This pandemic's so deadly that doctors have time to make dance videos in the riverbed.
Are they? Okay, this is what we need to know, because I don't know if we established, are these people actors dressed up as healthcare workers making this, or are these actual nurses, doctors, whatever, making this video? Oh, come on. Okay, that's ridiculous.
This is really important. So as we're watching this horrible video that is actually probably the best thing we're going to show you today, it's going to get really gross. I want to set the tone of this. You know, I want to set you the tone of why I'm showing you this. Mm-hmm. So we see propaganda like this and we laugh at it, right? And we go, oh, this is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is stupid. Like, these people are telling you to go home. They're not home. They're telling you the hospitals are full. We're in a deadly pandemic. They're catching each other and doing backflips in a riverbed. And you know this is dumb. But to kind of take things for the worse here, if you can go to my screen, Savannah. You know, as we make fun of and have jokes and enjoy, you know, the fun of this, the New York Post wrote this Texas boy, 12, hangs himself after battling depression amid COVID-19, his name was Hayden Hunstable of Aledo. He took his own life 3 days before his 13th birthday in April of 2020 because he didn't know how to deal with the isolation and depression when the emerging disease caused a nationwide shutdown. It's quoted saying, COVID killed my son. I think Hayden would still be alive today if COVID had never happened. The father of three told the outlet that I had no idea he was struggling or depressed. Aww. He was such a happy kid. And he loved his friends and family.
He looks like such a good little wholesome boy. That is really, really sad. Yeah, if you want to talk about a pandemic, let's talk about the pandemic of suicide, especially with young boys, because it is skyrocketed. I know in Australia, it certainly has, and doctors are coming out saying in 1 month they've seen a year's worth of suicides from men. I don't know the numbers in the US, but I'm sure it's very similar. But yeah. If we're talking about a pandemic, about a flu, a cold that, I mean, I think all of us in this room have had and survived.
I survived.
Yeah.
And all I got was a stupid t-shirt.
Yeah. You don't survive suicide.
No, that was a really dark turn. So this is actually a true statement, guys. And that's why I want to kind of bring us into this. As we talk about more of this propaganda, we're going to be talking about some really intense things. Viewer discretion is advised. More or less just like a trigger warning for eating food. You might throw up by what we're about to show you. But that sets the tone of why we need to debunk and we need to roast this stuff. And I hope that you guys would share this video with a few people. On that dark note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive. This is the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we talk about suicide, and we're also going to show you some things that will make you want to gag. We always have the best graphics and we have everything coming. I want to remind you guys that this is an audio only podcast, and that you can please, if you have the time, leave us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts. You guys are doing so good. We're almost at 3,000 reviews. It's a way that tells people that they should watch and listen to our podcast as well. We're growing it and we're really happy you guys are doing it. We have a couple reviews that people actually gave for the show. If we could bring those on the screen. I maybe we don't have those reviews. So I guess we're not going to be reading those.
Hang on, y'all. Hang on. There's so many different aspects of this show today.
Okay, it's cool. All right, we'll just move on from there. There are reviews. Go ahead right now. Subscribe Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and go ahead and leave that review and read them as well. So let's talk about some of this stuff. So a lot of what was going on with this propaganda when we started seeing this in 2016, in 2017, the development of this cancel culture, this SJW started coming out in the development. We thought it was kind of funny. And you remember mm-hmm. that this entire show started as a comedy show mm-hmm. That was just for the point of roasting people who had been indoctrinated with anti-Trump propaganda. And we essentially just went around America and just trolled mm-hmm. stupid people who were brainwashed.
Yes, I remember. No, but it really did start that way. And you're right. Like, we laugh about, like, oh, this, like, nibbling thing. Like, we're cracking up laughing. Like, what is nibbling? Somebody created that word seriously. Like, they seriously thought they're literally making a new language and then canceling out other languages, mm-hmm. canceling out anything that has words that are gendered and blah, blah, blah. And making a new language. It is scary. It's funny, but when you really look at the heart of it, of what it's doing, it is actually a little bit scary.
Yeah, do we have a throwback? So when we started this show, this is the kind of stuff that I did. A lot of you guys are new here and you don't realize this is how this YouTube channel started. There was a time before leftists beat you up in the streets where it was actually funny to talk to them. This was back in a few years ago. We would actually interview people who were being brainwashed and we didn't know that it was going to get to this level. Mm-hmm. Here's point and example A.
Trump's a tightwad designer. Does he even tax system? Here's a tax cut for his friends. That is where his tax break ends. Yeah, Trump's a fascist. Yeah, Trump's a fascist. Yeah, Trump's a tightwad. His big head tells him so.
It gets better.
Yeah, Trump's a racist.
Oh my gosh. I know.
He fills people's lives with woe. Immigrants to
I think she needs to work on.
He's the cat that it's plays perfect.
It. Like memorizing her lyrics
Trump's
a little
a
bit
fascist.
Better.
She's reading it too.
Yeah, Trump's a fascist. Yeah, Trump's a fascist. His oh big head God. Tells me so.
And then we scored it.
Awesome. Welcome back to our show, Slightly Offensive, with your favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. We are
good
here
old
in front
days.
Of the Federal Building
days.
In Los Angeles, California.
Been before they wanted to kill us.
That was
streets.
Such a funny time. That was so funny. Up, wow.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And the best part is, too, is that we scored her song into a rock song. Play it.
Get out.
Oh, that was such good times. When we had time to actually do real graphics. You can turn that off. Okay, we're done.
Oh,
if you want to watch
gosh.
That video, the link's in the description. I remember I started that out. I was like, tell me about your outfit today, right? And we used to laugh at these people.
Yeah.
And we saw them and the people saw them. We thought, this propaganda, eventually people are going to just get over it. It's going to be like a bad phase. Mm-hmm. They're going to get over themselves.
Yep.
And we would put them on screen. We thought, this is going to be a few people. Everyone was laughing at them.
Yep.
And we were just roasting the shit out of these people. and they would find the videos online and like, email us. I'm going to sue you.
I know.
I'm going to sue you. You made me look like an idiot. I would say, I didn't make you look like an idiot. You made yourself look like an idiot because
you
are.
You didn't cut it where you made them say something different. You just said, hey, what are you out here doing? Tell me about this. Tell me why you're here. And they just went for it. And you just go, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Some of the things people said. And it was funny because you thought that like at some point they're going to catch on that they look like a fool or like that they have no idea that they're what they're talking about. But I guess they never did. And now they created words like nibbling and Zaza.
Oh, we have more. Savannah, we have really bad videos coming up.
So many bad videos. Oh gosh. You know, even writing this script, I was like, I don't want to look at this anymore, but I have to look at it again as we go through this show today.
I'm not even Catholic. I'm already. I feel like we need to go talk to a priest after this.
Genuinely. Oh, no.
For the things that we've seen. I'm not going to even tell you some of the stuff we found while looking at this. There's some stuff that's illegal that we saw too.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I saw some really bad stuff, including I saw a lesbian that was naked painting her nipples green. It was really gross. But let's talk about, okay, so let's talk about the progression of this though. So the reason why the propaganda is bad is because let's look at a movement that shows you the progression of it, right? Let's talk about this obsession with periods. And you know that the left-wing influencers have a weird obsession with bodily discharge that it's like beyond normal.
Okay, this is the thing. Specifically feminists, I would say, are obsessed with trying to normalize normal things, like crying. Let's normalize crying. Let's normalize periods. And they just post pictures of their period blood or their period undies or themselves crying. And they're like, let's try to normalize it. Like, we need to normalize. Everybody in the history of the planet of the Earth knows that periods are normal and also knows that crying is normal. And just because it's normal doesn't, like, or the reason we don't talk about periods is because it's kind of gross. Like, you're not going to talk about every time you go to the toilet. And
you don't put
it's
pictures
very
of like,
normal.
Of like, put your poop in the
Everybody
toilet.
Everybody knows. Everyone poops. Even ladies. Everybody knows that.
That's subjective. I don't
but,
know. That's, I would argue against that.
They're trying to normalize periods, but we already know that they're normal, but we also don't want to see your bloody undies.
Like that? Did you see what's on the screen the whole time that you were talking?
Yuck, yuck. Oh, yucky. That is, whose daughter is that? Come get your daughter. Come get your daughter. Oh,
is
my
Is that
gosh.
Even a daughter or is it a son?
Yeah, oh, it's a nibbling. Come get your nibbling.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yucky. Oh. That's, okay. Do you know what? Honestly, you've got to feel bad for a girl like that. That is really, she's got to be some sort of demented to think.
If you guys want to know, for the audio listeners, it is a woman or somebody spreading their white shorts and there's blood in between, and it's called free bleeding. So this was a real movement that started. Do you remember that was like a few years ago when talking about you don't need to wear tampons, right? This is the propaganda. You can free bleed. Well, then it went away from talking about women free bleeding, like right, changing the way that we treat our hygiene to then, right. Then there was this idea that periods are for people. You saw this campaign. Was this Calvin Klein or who was this? I don't know who made this campaign, but we saw this one, right? The people have periods
people
campaign.
People have periods. And none of those people there look like a person. All of the, not one of those people look like a people. Do you know what I mean?
They're
like,
G's, Kez. Please use the correct terminology. Thank you. G.
Yeah, none of the Z's.
A bunch
none
of GZs right
Zems.
There. Zems. Yucky. That is.
Well, look.
For goodness sake,
yeah, so
enough.
They changed,
that is ridiculous.
They changed the way that we talked about periods. Then they changed who could have periods, right?
Did all of these people have their periods at the same day and was like, okay, let's all have our periods at the same day, come in and do this? Oh, no. Obviously, they got all these white undies and put red paint or blood.
And most of these people seem to be T people, which we can't say the real word what that is. But it's so we changed this. Now then it went away from just like, oh, people have periods, right? Because not every woman identifies as a woman. But then we went a step further, right? So people started saying this, like, if men had periods, pads would be free. Remember all that kind of propaganda? Like, if they did. Well, apparently they are having periods now. This article from the very reliable often writes hit pieces on me and hate they, you know, you can show you how honest they are. They don't like me and they write things like this. Yes, men can have periods and we need to talk about them. I haven't menstruated in 3 years and I'm fortunate to be one of the trans guys whose periods stopped when I started taking testosterone. This is by no means a universal experience, even among trans people taking testosterone. And many of my peers have either continued menstruating or have endless spotting. Many others don't take testosterone either because it isn't right. Okay, so, well, first of all, I want to make this point. When people say trans people, they said this, that shows you that this is not normal. This is not a normal part of society, that you have to have a new class of people that have been developed in the last few years. Like, there are, from my understanding, they're just people. But if you have to give yourself a title like trans people, this is not the way that God created the world. And I don't care if that's hate speech because, you know, this is what I'm saying, what the propaganda does is that they change people's perspective. Mm-hmm. And that's people that we used to laugh at this, mm-hmm. but this is actually has real world repercussions.
Oh,
so when
yeah.
you start telling people that anybody can have a period, that this is not a mark of being a woman. There was a time when having a period was almost like celebrated in the fact that you became a woman,
mm-hmm.
right?
You can get pregnant now.
Yeah. It's like, okay. Yeah. You're actually a woman and,
yeah.
and you could maybe even get married. And
yeah.
now it's, they've taken that away, but they've also said that men can get periods too, which
anything a woman can do, a man can do, and he can do it better. So it's like, good luck. Good luck being a woman today and trying to be good at anything, because there will be a man out there who's going to beat you at it. Even he's going to beat you at doing periods better.
I know, but you know, and I was going to say, like, and while we promote this kind of stuff, right, while we're being, but this is what the world says is normal. And that's what scares me, is this propaganda. It's not like there's just weird people. And people always ask me, are you okay living in a liberal society? where people have the right to do this stuff. I used to be more like neoliberal in that regard. Like I used to be like,
just like, whatever, yeah, do whatever you want.
Like that's gross, but do it.
Yeah.
But now I'm realizing we can't live in a society where they just do what they want. They want that to be the norm.
Yeah.
And they want to shove it down our throats and they want us to sanction it and celebrate it and tell them that it's right.
Yeah.
And so I can't, because they're showing me that they can't have the freedom to just do things. People say, don't you just want them to have the freedom?
Right.
I'm starting to get to the point where, no, I don't want them to have the freedom to do these things because it's degrading and tearing down our society.
Yeah.
And that's why in that thing when I said, oh, I'm getting more based the more they do this, it's like I'm becoming less and less. I started this show out as a centrist when I first started Slightly Offensive, and they've just pushed me more on the based factor continually further on and further toward, till I'm going, these people, this shouldn't be allowed.
Well, that's such a good point because you're totally right where it's like, oh yeah, you want to post pictures of your periods on whatever, I don't care. Or you want to go, you want to be a tea person? I don't care. But you're so right where it's not just like them doing their own thing in their own little world. They're now coming to us and going, no, you have to think that it's beautiful and that my period is actually really cool and you have to like it. And you also have to call me by these made up words called Z-Zim, Zibling, all this stuff. And it's like, if they were just wanted to do their own things, no one cares. No one cares. In fact, no one wants to know. But when you start coming to us and making us engage in your silly games, we don't want to do that. Stop. So it is affecting us. And it's not like they can just go and do it themselves. They have to force it on us and force us to be a part of it and play pretend with them. And I don't want to. I'm an adult. I have other things to do.
Like, I don't want to play pretend.
Yes. I'm not playing house. I'm not playing doctor. I'm busy. I'm busy.
COVID.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Okay. And you know, and that's what you're saying is that they're not even just wanting them to have a seat at the table.
Yeah.
They're doing real world damage. Like if you saw this, Project Veritas, which is James O'Keefe's organization, was just banned from Twitter permanently. Their account was suspended. And this is like one of the few real journalistic websites that actually exposes the crimes and the corruption and what's going on. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it illegal for us to criticize them. I know some of these two other stories are a little bit older, so I won't get into them a lot. But we also know that the Mandalorian star, Gina Carano, was fired for comparing the hatred and the way that people are demonizing conservatives to the way that the Holocaust ended up happening and the demonization of Jews. Now, she gets fired for being conservative. She's an outspoken
and
conservative.
And also because she put in her bio, because they kept wanting to pressure her to put her pronouns in, so she put her pronouns beep, bop, boop.
She put beep, bop, boop in her
in her bio as her pronouns, and that's why they got so mad. I thought that was so funny. How come it's not funny when old mate trans dad goes, yeah, they call me Zim, they call me hee-hee for like dad, like makes up words, and everyone's like, oh yeah, that's good. And she goes, beep, bop, boop, and everyone's like, hateful.
He's like, basically what we did is we took the sounds that Michael Jackson made while dancing, and we just made those as options. My kids call me. That's what my kids call me.
We did consider Zilly Low, but it's like, oh my God. For like you're effing making up words right now.
Well, these people are freaking losers. They're pathetic too. Such losers. It's like, I don't even care. Call yourself whatever you want, Zaza, but like,
producing
I'm gonna laugh.
Today's show is so hard because I'm just sitting back here trying not to laugh into my microphone.
I know, but you know,
like, what is this episode?
I don't even.
The better question would be, what is society nowadays?
Exactly. What the hell is society? And that's why, even if you didn't hear about this one, Lives Matter, Drew really blew this story up. But a Sephora was under fire after a beauty influencer, Amanda Ensing, was canceled because she was pro-Trump. And the company said that Trump was being pro-Trump wasn't a part of their values. She got fired. So we're seeing this canceling of people who are common sense.
How about being a young woman who's interested in politics? Is that part of Is that something part of Sephora's ideas? Just being a young woman who's interested in politics or has an opinion.
Yeah, they wanted women to do that, but no, but if she was named was Zaza and she free bled out of her implanted penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple of nibblings. That's this is horrible. Before we go any further, guys, I just want to let you know something amazing. But, you know, I feel like I'm traveling all the time. I haven't been traveling as much recently, but I've been very busy. I'm all around town. I have a lot of things to do. And I know that as I do these things, I always sometimes just want to unplug. I want to listen to some worship music. It really helps me to connect with God. Maybe you have your favorite songs that help you to escape. You want something that's good quality. You want something that doesn't have wires, something that fits well, that's water resistant. You know, some of the mainstream brands of headphones are just, they're really expensive. It doesn't even make sense. And then there's other ones you go onto Amazon and they're cheaper for wireless headphones, but then they're not very good. Well, let me tell you about these Raycon wireless earbuds. These wireless earbuds are the perfect balance of the highest quality, just like the mainstream brands, but they also have a better cost. They're less expensive. They fit better, and they're also like water resistant. And so these are extremely high quality headphones. Now, if you're like me, I keep losing. I would lose my AirPods. I'd keep having to replace them. One of them would break, and I would be like, okay, I got to find a better alternative. So that's why I end up buying and going with Raycon. If you go to buyraycon.com/offensive right now, you get 15% off your entire order. It's really awesome, guys. They are amazing headphones. I really encourage you to check them out. Get yourself a pair. Get a friend a pair. If you want over the head headphones, they have those as well. They look good. They come in a lot of different colors. And also, just to be completely honest, it's nice to have something to work out, to run with, to have on the go. They don't have any dangling wires. The charge lasts up to 6 hours. It's a great product. Go to buyraycon.com/offensive. Get 15% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/offensive. Get 15% off your order. Links are in the description. Okay, so let's go ahead and let's jump into this. So we did have that video. We had that video nibbling, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the problem with the propaganda. Somebody wrote this tweet here. Dan Owens wrote this and said that if you misgendered someone and are corrected, please say thank you rather than I'm sorry. Apology forces that person to tell you it's okay, which is strange. Thank you suggests that you understand it's not okay and you're grateful to have been corrected. And this is why I said I'm becoming more based, or I don't know what we should do with these people in society, but I don't think they have the ability to be free. They want us to be slaves to their newfound religion and cult. They're going, here's what it is. Here's how you have to speak.
Here's this how you have to respond.
Yeah, this is if someone says something, you can't even apologize.
So if you make a mistake, you need to sit there and be lectured, and then you need to respond in a specific way.
And if you don't, you're problematic. You're triggering me. And it's like this weak culture of like, they're becoming militant towards us and saying like, well, I used to say, go do it. Go be yourself. Go do what you want. And now I'm like, our society is going to crumble. You know, like John and I were talking about, it's like, I'm not even black-pilled. He introduced me last time. We're clown-pilled now.
Clown boys.
We're our clown-pilled.
You know, can you imagine a little kid, like teaching a little kid, like, hey, do not hit your friends, and they go, thank you. And you go, what? Like every time, imagine we were in a fight and I say, hey, don't speak to me like that. And you go, thank you. What? This is, my mind is blown. I have so many colorful words. This is something
freaking
else.
Freaking nibbling
you
right
wouldn't
here.
You would not even teach that to your children. That is not a response.
Okay.
That is fake.
It is. So speaking of this, so with these words then, there's, so if you guys don't know that Kez and I, we have a weird obsession of not only sending each other the grossest and weirdest things we can find in left-wing Twitter and Instagram and stuff. Like, we always like to, like, the success rate is when you open up the message and you hear, oh, yeah. And you know, like, it's just something gross that's publicly out there. Mm-hmm. But I also like to send them to the executives at this company too. And the president of Blaze was like, I can't even open up my DMs from you in front of my kids because I don't know if it's going to be a serious question, mm-hmm, or like a picture of like a naked fat trans person like floating in space or something, like,
yeah,
like he goes it's just gross, yeah. And I take personal pride in doing that, and I want to say that in the midst of pursuing that, I found this new, like, you know that song that goes, it's the final brain cell. Yeah, I found my final brain cell died when I watched this. There's new language out there. Can we bring it up? There's this guy who explains this new things called neurogenders and neopronouns. I know this sounds fake, and it is fake, and somebody just made this up, some random BS that they made up, but it's starting to stick in our culture through propaganda like this. Let's go ahead and let's play some of these videos. Let's see if we can read them out loud. An umbrella term, neurogender explained, describes when someone's gender is somehow linked to their, like, their traits. You can have affective gender, autism gender, and border gender.
Uh-uh.
Yep. Not everybody with a neurodivergency identifies as neurogender. I couldn't even read that word.
Okay, this video was totally against dyslexic people like myself who don't know how to read. So of them trying to be super inclusive, they actually left out some people who can't read very well. So I just want to say that. The stat is.
Neurodivergence, neurogenders. What the hell?
Autistic gender?
I don't even know what's going on right now. Like, do people just, they just get bored in the day? They're like, you know, we've been shut down for a year. I haven't had a job, so I'm just going to make up a new language. Yeah, and destroy society.
Is that literally an autistic person who has a different gender? They're called autistic gender?
I think it's a slap in the face because, look, there's a lot of people with autism, and I want to know if you're autistic and you watch this show, do you feel comfortable identifying your gender? Like, is there something sexual about having autism that I don't know?
Like, okay, so you know how they say, like
what?
Before you talk about disabled people, you're supposed to say a person with a disability rather than a disabled person because you have to put them as a person before their disability, right? Mm-hmm. It's just this whole thing. But now they're making autism a gender? So I'm confused. Either we are labeling people as people before their disabilities, or
like it's because it's too complicated at this point, Kez. So they're just putting their gender and their disability and
very difficult.
Their religion all into one.
Oh,
put it all in one group.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, we have so many genders. You know, watch. We also have neo pronouns. I have to read this stuff because I can't believe it's real. It's here, and it's. Let me see. It's where is it? Yeah, it's on the script, so it's real. Let's play the next video. Neo pronouns. Okay, how to use neo pronouns? I called Zier. Neopronouns. Zier eyes gleam. That's us, Zeers. Z likes yourself.
No.
That sounds like when somebody's like making fun of French people. Z likes yourself.
Well, at that point, I would just use the person's name. Instead of the Z. That's so confusing. That is
weird. You know what's funny? Check this out. So I once went to, speaking of old videos, I don't think it's up anymore. I think it got taken down by YouTube. I decided to celebrate the LGBTQ community like I would love to do the militant LGBTQ community and genuinely capture what a gay pride event was in LA and film the stuff that actually happens in public and put it into a video that appeared to be positive, because why would I ever try to expose the hypocrisy of this group? And even there's even gay people that watch the show that don't identify with the militant LGBT left, you know, that are just like, they're actually the people who want to be left alone, and they're not like that. But listen, it ended up getting age restricted, and I believe it ended up getting taken down.
because, this like, is one in San people Francisco?
Were like, no, that one still got age restricted. That was where like I filmed a video of a kid looking at a naked man's penis, and even where a guy had his penis in a Crown Royal bag, that's all he was wearing, and it brushed up a kid's face on the streets.
That is not
good. I captured some really tolerant
stuff.
What
was your life before I joined this show?
Oh, we got in so much trouble. We were known as a homophobic show because we would expose the pride parades. We were going to do that today about how they are, but like we got like people like. I'm not even gonna say, but like there was a point where they're like sticking, like they literally like stuck their hands up someone's butt. I know this is gross for people listening. Sorry, Grandma. This is really gross, but we exposed them. And that's my point, is this propaganda is meant to make them look like these things, like they're normal, but they're actually just breed degeneracy. And if you actually go to these events or you see these people in real life and how they behave and act, they're hypersexualized. They have no respect for children. They sexualize kids. They're just gross, foul mouth. They are hateful of all things that are good. They are wicked people. They're depraved, and they're not just like gay people or just like, you know, somebody who has a gender confusion. These people are militantly harmful, and they know that they're doing what's wrong. And this is like, it's not good. It's like cancer in our society, in the fact that we are being told this is what's good for us. And then on the flip side, we're called the extremists for being against it. It's like, no, you're the extremist. What you guys are doing is disgusting.
Yeah.
What you're doing is depraved. What you're doing is destructive. It leads people to kill themselves. Mm-hmm. It makes people depressed. I don't care. Call me whatever you want anymore. Call me whatever you want. I don't care. This stuff is bad for our country. It mm-hmm. is bad for our nation. Mm-hmm. And they want us to shut up about it. And they want so badly for us to accept it.
Yeah.
But you know, at least 80 million of us in this country don't want that.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And even keep in mind, there are some countries that really think this stuff is so bad that they will stone you to death or throw you off a building.
Oh, those are the...
Peaceful
people.
Even the most peaceful people in the world go, this is effed up. I need to stop myself because I'm... Yeah.
You know, France, the makers of Cuties, said that this cancel culture and woke mob mentality that's coming from the U.S. is toxic and dangerous to the future of their country.
Wow.
And they said specifically it's being exported from the United States. And look, they're going to try
to... This is where it's developing. It's developing here in the U.S. It's not developing in...
Pick a country, any country.
It's not developing anywhere else. But look,
any other country.
But look, this is serious. They're coming after our faith too, right? Look at this. This is from Pink News. This is great. We must not allow society to view it's a sin as just a piece of history, but rather a defiant call to arms. So I'm not going to get too into this article because I really just don't really want to give Pink News any of the ad revenue. But they're saying that, like, we need to overcome this idea that that all of this stuff, degeneracy, is a sin. Like, we got to make sure that phrase is just a piece of history, and that we call it out, and that we shame people who still think that any of these decisions are sin. And I know a lot of people who watch the show aren't Christian, mm-hmm. but it's still, look, you can call it a sin or not, but they're saying we're going to find the people who are calling it a sin, and we're going to make sure that we're going to fight them. We're going to come against them so that you can no longer call this morally wrong. And they're trying to change the morality of the nation. And that's why this is where I get angry, because it's one thing to just, like I said, like this is where they can't. This is the seriousness of propaganda, is that they can't just stay in their corner.
Yeah.
They've got to make this. They've got to export it to the country and to the world.
To anyone who goes, that's not for me.
And also, that's not good for our country.
Yeah, it is very, very, very sick that they are coming after Christians, after anyone, even if you just go, even if, like how you said, a lot of people watch the show aren't Christian, but would probably go, that's wrong. I believe that's morally wrong. And coming after, how can you change someone's morals? How can you come after if someone's been raised in a particular way and they go, you know what, I really believe that having my junk out in front of a child is wrong, morally wrong, right? How can you come after them and go, hey, no, you need to change your mind about that. It's actually really good for kids to
And say thank you at the end.
Junk.
After I correct you, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll help you pay it back.
I'll help you pay it back.
Okay, COVID. sorry. I have like some phlegm today, and I'm that it's going to be a good episode when I'm in my dad gear. I'm not a dad yet. That's to say, guys, Gunter, our dog's in the ER right now. He really is. Gunter's in the ER. He's hooked up to IVs for a few days. They said yesterday, they were saying it was like a 50-50 he could die. It looks like he might be pulling through. We are really heartbroken. Also, I'm going to say this. I want to end with this. Like, if you go to this picture on the screen, if you can put this up, this is somebody called the Disabled Hippie, which is a transgender person who cut out their boobs, has a colostomy bag. I don't know how to say it.
It's always plugged.
Like a poop bag, which is all fine. And like, it's just, look at this. And they take weird pictures like this. This is not right. And I'm saying this. This person has mutilated their body. It breaks my heart.
Yeah.
It's very sad. I'm not making fun of them. It just hurts my heart that we are not only have this in society, but that they can get verified. And this isn't considered offensive. But I can't get verified on Instagram because they said they don't want to like support toxic views or like extreme views. That's my point of where propaganda is taking us. What we're saying about this is extreme.
Right.
But that's not extreme.
No.
That's extremism.
Yeah. What everybody is looking at right now is a young woman who has chopped off her breasts and she's got big red scars underneath. She's taking hormones to give her a beard. She's naked. I mean, if she had like She's wearing underwears. Yeah. She's got, like, you can tell this person.
Look, and underwears, like, has little ovaries. Do you see it has little ovary crafts?
This isn't, I follow this person on Instagram. This isn't even the worst of it. This isn't even the worst.
Can we bring it up?
Oh, you've got more?
I'm sure. Could bring it.
It's, and they, this is the, yeah, look, they've got a fiance. They're always, they love posting pictures with this. They're always, it's so sexual. They've got to make it so sexual. They've got to make, I cut my tits off, so now let me make myself sexual. I've got a colostomy bag or whatever it is plugged in, and I've got to make it sexual. Every post has got to be sexual with them. Every single one. Look how pretty we are. Oh my gosh. That's,
it's scary.
Honey, you need to.
It's not, but it's objectively not good. Yes. And it's objectively doesn't look good. And that's what's so crazy is that's my point with all this, with even promotion, is as a society, tech companies, everybody's involved in this, and that this is extremism. This is actual, mm-hmm. like, mutilative extremism.
Yes.
And it should not be promoted. It perhaps should not be permitted. I would say actually you shouldn't be, you know, people should, can do whatever they want to their bodies, but it should definitely not be promoted. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. This is dangerous. And then if you call it out and you call it a spade and you say, no, this is not, this poor person has a problem. They're not an activist. They're not changing the world for the better. They're spreading an idea, a mental struggle that they have, and they're pushing it on other people. Mm-hmm. And it's going out there, and it's like, but Instagram and them, they're on a board with it. They're on board with it. Mm-hmm. Everybody, the media, they're all in bed with this. And then they call people like us the bad guys because we just want our country to be whole, healthy, and spiritually together. And I'm not even a perfect guy myself. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. I'm not preaching from a place of perfection. I'm saying that's my point, is that I make mistakes and I go, that's not good. I do things and I go, I should change my life. I've made a mistake. And that's why, you know, especially a lot of young men watching this, stop living in the past. Stop living in, like, oh my gosh, I did some bad thing with yesterday or a month ago. Look, just change your life for the better today. Pick up the pieces, man up, and just develop yourself. You can make mistakes throughout all of your life, young woman too, and you can move forward. You just say, hey, that was wrong. I noticed that was wrong. I want to move forward. I want to develop from that. You don't take your issue and then make it your identity and then push it on the world and say, the way that I'm going to cope with the fact that I have struggles or I have problems is that I'm going to get other people sucked into them as well.
Yeah.
That's the enemy. That's the devil. That's what he does.
No, that is so true. We really need to call to men, please. Like, our future is on men, on young men growing up to be good. Like, that messed up person is somebody's daughter. Who is the father of that daughter? What the heck did you do to F up so badly in this person's life? We need men. We need men. Stop, men, listen to me. Boys, listen to me. Stop listening to feminists. Stop letting women push you around, telling you what to do, anything. Stop it. We can't do anything. We need you. We rely on you. And if you are going to let us push you around, then your daughter is going to end up chopping her boobs off. So please, Elijah, that's all I've got to say about that. I could have worded that better, but I think everyone gets the point. Like, this society desperately, desperately needs its young men.
I'm just throwing my script and just, I'm out. Anyway, guys, we have a lot. We could have given you a lot more. We had a lot more that we could talked about. But I'm trying these new segments out where I am bringing, like I did with John and with Kez, we're going to try to have guests in regularly, even though our set's taking a long time to be finished. Just some issues came up, but it's underway. Thank you guys so much again for supporting the show always. I want to remind you guys that the best way to support this show is go to blazetv.com/Elijah, and you can support us. As all this censorship and as things like this are becoming unpopular to say, we are able to say these things no matter what on Blaze TV. They are backing us 100%. We are getting into a longer deal with them. They've been behind us. We're going to be expanding with them in some cool, exciting projects coming up soon. And so if you go there, it supports the show directly. It helps us out a lot. And it lets the Blaze know that you love this show. It's a direct way. We're demonetized here on YouTube. We're demonetized on Facebook. We really don't have a lot of revenue sources for the show, which is fine. I don't need to be rich or anything like that. But I do want to keep the show going. I want to keep traveling. I want to keep things. And we've got to keep the flame alive. So please go to blazetv.com/Elijah. And as we end today's episode, I like to keep always this little special thing for those of you guys that stay to the end and leave your reviews. As you know, we're developing the Diversity Coalition, right? And we had Madison. We had. Do we have? Do you have it? We had Madison on the screen there. Right. That was our first. She's the OG. And then we had the non-binary edition, Robinette, which they're going to have their own shelf on the set, the Diversity Coalition. Well, we got this one here. And it's an amputee Hispanic. And the leg doesn't bend. Some of you asked me, does the leg bend? It doesn't. Okay. Now, we asked you guys to vote this week on what you guys wanted the new person's name to be. And I have to say, you guys are, you got the SOBs, you slightly offensive backers who genuinely watch every episode of the show, are horrible people probably, because this is like, the. Can we get some confetti? This is Peggy. You guys voted a lot of good submissions, a lot of good submissions, but the final name that stuck was...
sick. That is, you are all sick.
It is Peggy. Not to be, there's no relation to the leg, just like non-binary Robinette is no relation to Joe Robinette. Joe Robinette Biden, the new regime member, and Madison, the wheelchair girl, is not Madison Cawthorn, the wheelchair guy in Congress. We don't do stuff like that. It's the final brain cell. Anyway, guys, please leave us a review. Check out our sponsors, as always, Northwest Retention and Raycon Earbuds. You can get the best holster and earbuds that anyone can buy. Check out the links in the description. We ask that you would please help us out by subscribing to this channel, sharing this video, doing all the good stuff, like, comment. You know exactly what you can. And I really do hope that we can get all of, we're going to get a lot more guests. We have guests lined up pretty much every episode for the next 2 weeks. I'm really excited. We're back to having fresh new people. Have a great rest of the week. My name is Elijah Schaefer, the host of the Best Worst Show on Blaze TV. May God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.